It's 6:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Police in Boulder say they've received hundreds of tips about who was involved in a party that turned violent near the CU campus on Saturday. CPR's Paolo Gialsita reports.
The crowd grew to as many as 800 people, many of whom were not wearing masks. Some participants later assaulted police officers and damaged property. University of Colorado Boulder officials say students who attended could face suspension. Those found to have assaulted police may be expelled. In a statement, the CU Interfraternity Council says the party turned into a riot because of nice weather and a lack of spring break. I'm Paolo Gialsita, CPR News.
Three protest organizers who were arrested after racial justice demonstrations in Aurora last summer are in court today. CPR's Megan Verlee reports they face multiple felony charges.
The three defendants, Joel Northam, Lillian House, and Whitney Lucero, were involved in a demonstration on July 3rd in which protesters surrounded an Aurora police station and said they would not let anyone in or out until the department fired all officers involved in the death of Elijah McClain. The three are charged with attempted kidnapping for trapping people inside the building and inciting a riot. Today's preliminary hearing is a chance for prosecutors to show the judge they have enough evidence to warrant a trial. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
Colorado's northern neighbor is easing its health and safety requirements during the pandemic. Wyoming Governor Mark Gordon says masks will no longer be mandatory in that state next week. He also plans to lift the rules for bars, restaurants, theaters, and gyms. Gordon cites Wyoming's declining number of COVID-19 cases and its success in distributing vaccines as reasons to end mask wearing. Montana, North Dakota, and Texas have also lifted their mask requirements. Last week, Governor Jared Polis extended Colorado's mask order. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.